Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Oh, what a joy it is and what a blessing to be able to study the Word of God together. I know this. God loves us. He cares for us. He desires that we follow Him in His ways. And so He's given us the Bible. He's provided His Holy Spirit so that we can be taught in His Word and His ways. And when we follow Him, we're going to have the greatest life on earth that we ever can have, and we're going to know more and more about heaven and what that means to be able to be in relationship with Him. We always go to the Lord in prayer as we begin this study, so if you will, pray with me today. Heavenly Father, we just want to honor You. We want to give You thanks and praise for who You are, what You've been in our lives, and today, Lord, as we study Your Word once again, we ask You by Your Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth and to empower us to live according to that truth so that our lives are pleasing to You. We honor You, we bless You, and we thank You for being with us today. And we do so in Your Son Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Pray to the Lord for Me. It's taken from the book of Acts chapter 8 and verse 24. Luke the physician wrote, "When the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who, when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet he was fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then laid they their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. And when Simon saw that through laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money, saying, Give me also this power, that on whomsoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost. But Peter said unto him, Your money perish with you, because you have thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. You have neither part nor lot in this matter, for your heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent, therefore, of this your wickedness, and pray God, if perhaps the thought of your heart may be forgiven you. For I perceive that you are in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity." And in chapter 8 and verse 24 of the book of Acts, Luke shared how Simon tells Peter, "Pray to the Lord for me," where we read, "Then answered Simon and said, Pray to the Lord for me, that none of these things which you have spoken come upon me." The verse begins, "Then answered Simon and said, Pray to the Lord for me." Luke began with the words, "Then answered Simon," which means at that time Simon, whose name means a rock or stone, responded and gave an answer to Peter and said and uttered or declared and proclaimed, "Pray to the Lord for me," which means beg, desire, beseech, and petition the one to whom a person or thing belongs, about which he has power deciding. Master, in the title given to God the Messiah on behalf of me, Simon. Luke shared how Simon begged Peter to make supplication to the Lord on his behalf. The verse goes on to say, "That none of these things which you have spoken come upon me." Luke continued with the words, "That none of these things," which means, so not one thing which you have spoken, or that you, Peter, have uttered, declared, and proclaimed, come upon me, which means overtake, attack, and impend me, Simon. Luke shared how Simon wanted Peter to pray so none of the repercussions spoken of by Peter would overtake him. When we consider Luke's words in this verse, we learn how Simon became desperate after Peter told him to repent. He wanted Peter to intercede on his behalf so nothing terrible would happen to him. God's desire is to have a personal relationship with every person through His Son Jesus, and they must turn from their wicked ways and receive Jesus to be their Savior and Lord, to be forgiven. God wants people to live with Him forever, and when they yield to Him, they will be granted everlasting life and cleansing from their erroneous ways. Next time, Luke shares how the apostles returned to Jerusalem and preached the gospel in many villages of the Samaritans. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His word. In Jesus' name.